Hey everybody, Aaron Dillon here, Managing Director of AG Dillon & Co. I got a pre-IPO company update for the week ending February 9, 2024. Let's get into it. Disney is acquiring a $1.5 billion equity stake in Epic Games for $22.5 billion, marking Disney's significant foray into the gaming sector. This collaboration will integrate Disney's properties such as Star Wars, Marvel, and Avatar into Fortnite, an Epic Games product, offering fans new ways to engage with these characters. The initiative signals a strategic move by Disney leveraging its successful theme parks and entertainment franchises within the gaming world. Disney's approach to gaming has evolved from shutting down its in-house game operations in 2016 due to development challenges to licensing its properties to external developers like Electronic Arts and Sony Group. The partnership with Epic, a company Disney has supported through its accelerator program, aims to capitalize on the immense capabilities of Epic's Unreal Engine software and Fortnite's expansive player base. The deal follows Epic's $1 billion investment from LEGO in April of 2022 for developing online experiences, highlighting Epic's growing collaboration with leading entertainment and consumer product companies. LEGO investment was at a $31.2 billion valuation, so Disney is coming in at a valuation that is 29% lower than LEGO's valuation. Here's what's like super interesting. Epic Games has a $10.3 billion implied secondary market valuation right before this transaction. So investors that bought in the secondary market are going to see an immediate 118% return on their investment. That is crazy. Sacra estimates that Epic Games' 2023 revenue was $4.4 billion, giving Epic Games a 5.1x revenue valuation multiple based on the Disney transaction valuation amount versus a 2.3x revenue valuation multiple based on the secondary market transaction. Both of those seem, I think, very reasonable to me, maybe even low, right? So this is wild. And I have to wonder if there's other more pre-IPO stock deals out there like this. Companies that have been undervalued in the secondary market have delivered strong business performance and are going to close new primary rounds at much higher valuations. Adam Neumann, co-founder of WeWork, is attempting to buy the company out of bankruptcy through his new startup, Flow Global Holdings and affiliates, alongside investors like Third Point. Neumann had previously attempted to secure up to $1 billion in financing for WeWork in October of 2022. WeWork, which had been valued at $47 billion, filed for bankruptcy in November, listing over $18.6 billion in debt after raising over $22 billion from investors, including SoftBank, BlackRock, and Goldman Sachs. This move marks a significant turnaround for Neumann, whose new venture, Flow, received a $350 million investment from Andreessen Horowitz in August of 2022, its largest individual check to date. Despite the financial turmoil and a dramatic fall from grace, Neumann and his partners are seeking to re-engage with WeWork amidst its efforts to restructure and reduce unsustainable rent expenses, aiming to position itself as a sustainable and financially strong entity. It will be wild if this guy took a company to bankruptcy and then bought it back and built something special. So keep an eye on that. And frankly, I think best of luck to this guy. I hope he actually does it. Kelly Zhang, the head of ByteDance's China operations, is changing roles to focus on its video editing app, CapCut. Amidst the company's push to enhance its AI capabilities, CapCut is the video editing app that is seamlessly integrated into TikTok, the company's popular short video social media platform. ByteDance, valued as one of the world's most significant startups with over $110 billion in sales last year, owns TikTok, as stated, and its Chinese counterpart, Douyin. Zhang's shift, announced in January by CEO Liang Rubo, underscores ByteDance's ambition to recover lost ground in the AI race, highlighted by the emergence of technologies like OpenAI's ChatGPT. Zhang, who joined ByteDance in 2014, has been a pivotal figure and developing Douyin into a powerhouse for e-commerce and content, challenging giants like Tencent and Alibaba in advertising and online shopping. This is all in mainland China. Despite her shift to CapCut, ByteDance expects minimal impact on operations as Douyin's success has become institutionalized under her leadership. TikTok, under the helm of Singaporean Xiao Chu, continues to thrive, becoming the first non-gaming app to exceed $10 billion in user spending. ByteDance has an incredible $289 billion secondary market valuation. That's up 6% from a December 2023 announced stock buyback, which put the company at a $268 billion valuation. This company is an absolute monster and will soon be driving more revenue than Meta. Meta had a market cap of $1.2 trillion as of today. That's 4x where ByteDance is currently valued today. So ByteDance is going to surpass them in revenue, but has a fourth of the valuation. That's a huge valuation depression just because the company's in a Chinese company. It's just incredible. Affirm and Afterpay are revising their loyalty strategies in the evolving buy now, pay later sector, with Affirm ending its rewards program and allowed redemption of points for discounts on loans, and Afterpay announcing the closure of its Pulse Rewards program to launch a new rewards scheme in 2024. This shift comes as buy now, pay later services like Klarna launches their new subscription program, Klarna Plus. The buy now, pay later industry is moving towards these subscription models to foster long-term engagement, exemplified by Afterpay's invite-only Afterpay Plus card with a $5.99 monthly fee, and Affirm's exploring a subscription service, Affirm Plus, offering benefits like zero APR on loans up to $2,500 and a potential 4.75% APY on savings accounts. Klarna Plus is an $8 per month, and subscribers pay no service fees, collect double the reward points, and get up to $30 off popular brands each month. The demand for buy now, pay later is significant, with 28% of U.S. consumers using deferred payment plans in the past 3 months, and 43% of buy now, pay later users willing to delay purchases or opt for cheaper products if buy now, pay later were unavailable. Klarna has a $8.3 billion secondary market valuation, up 24% since this last primary round in July 2022. In my opinion, I like Klarna at this valuation. I think the CEO is great, and I think the company is well positioned to do better here going forward. The FTX debtors are aiming to sell their 8% stake in Anthropic, an AI company rivaling OpenAI, following a $500 million investment by former CEO Sam Bankman-Fried through Alameda and FTX. FTX made that investment into Anthropic. Anthropic, valued at around $18 billion, is seeking to raise $750 million in December. That places FTX estate's stake at approximately $1.4 billion. That's not bad. A court document highlighted the intention to monetize this investment flexibly, benefiting all stakeholders. The sale process, pending a court hearing on February 22, will proceed at times deemed optimal post-Anthropic's capital raising activities. This move comes as FTX explores asset liquidation after aborting plans to relaunch the exchange due to its absence of interested investors or buyers, despite contacting around 75 bidders. Makes sense. Who wants to trade with FTX? That brand's tainted. Based on what I'm reading, it appears that FTX may have enough money to pay back all of its creditors and start to return capital to equity shareholders as well. This is a super interesting story and definitely going to keep my eye on this going forward. Databricks, a leading data lakehouse provider, continues its acquisition streak with the latest edition of Einblick, a natural language data science notebook developer, to its portfolio, marking its fourth acquisition in the past year. This follows the acquisitions of Archeon for $100 million in autumn of 2023, Mosaic ML for $1.3 billion, and Okera for an undisclosed amount. The acquisition of Einblick, whose financial details were not disclosed, aims to enhance Databricks' enterprise offerings, positioning it as a comprehensive solution for data storage and analysis, and to sharpen its competitive edge against Snowflake. Databricks executives highlight Einblick's innovative approach to converting natural language queries into actionable insights through code, charts, and models, leveraging advanced generative modeling and optimization for data-centric questions. Databricks has a $48.5 billion secondary market valuation, up 11% from its last primary round in September of 2023. Google Cloud's collaboration with Hugging Face, a leading AI model repository where its last primary round valued the company at $4.5 billion, offers developers a cost-effective access to Google's advanced computing resources, including tensor processing units and GPU supercomputers featuring NVIDIA's sought-after H100s. This partnership enables external developers on Hugging Face's platform, which hosts over 350,000 models, to build, train, and deploy AI models without a Google Cloud subscription. Really cool. Noteworthy, Hugging Face encompasses open source foundation models from Meta and Stability AI, among others, and has garnered $235 million in funding from major tech entities like Google, Amazon, and NVIDIA over the past year. Starting in the first half of 2024, Hugging Face users will have access to Google's Vertex AI and Kubernetes, I believe I'm pronouncing that right, engine for model training and fine-tuning, marking a significant step in Google Cloud's commitment to fostering an open-sourced AI ecosystem. This move contrasts with Google's more closed-source approach in its own large language models, such as Gemini and Imagen. Hugging Face is a $9.6 billion secondary market valuation, up 113% from the previously mentioned primary round that was closed in August of 2023. That's like 6 months ago, up 113%. So congrats on Hugging Face. I hope they keep ripping. Anduril Industries had some big wins this week with a new product launch and a new government contract. Product launch first. Iris is a sophisticated family of passive airborne imaging and targeting sensors designed for autonomous detection and tracking of hundreds of targets at long ranges in contested environments. The sensors are adaptable to both manned and unmanned aircraft, utilizing Anduril's proprietary computational pixel imager technology for advanced infrared imaging and real-time AI-powered detection and classification. This technology allows for accurate target identifications at extreme ranges, enhancing the capabilities of airborne combat applications such as infrared search and track, missile warning, visualization, and targeting. Anduril also won a new government contract this week. The company expanded it to autonomous underwater vehicles, submarines, like their Dive LD product, selected by the U.S. Navy for distributed long-range underwater sensing and payload delivery in contested environments. Anduril is cementing its position as a leader in the next generation of aerospace and maritime technology solutions for defense and commercial missions by focusing on product advances, affordable and autonomous capabilities at scale. Anduril has a $10.5 billion implied secondary market valuation. That's up 23.8% from its last primary round in December of 2022. Okay, last up, we got pre-IPO stock performance as of February 5, 2024. This week's winners, we got Revolut up 7.1%, Deals up 5.5%, Stripes up 2.9%, OpenAI's up 2.9%, ByteDance up 1.4%. This week's losers, we got Rippling down 12%, Chimes down 11.2%, Epic Games down 8.8%, which will probably be right back up after this announcement with Disney. Cohere is down 7.7% and Hugging Face is down 3.7%. Top valuations, ByteDance at $289 billion, SpaceX at $187 billion, and OpenAI's at $94 billion, Stripes at $59 billion, Databricks at $49 billion. All those companies lead in current valuations. You can see more of current valuations and performance data on X at Aaron G. Dillon is the handle. Okay, that's it for me this week. If you have any pre-IPO stock research needs, please reach out. Thanks, and see you guys all next week.